This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be going to Roger Stone. He's going to be covering the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, and I'm sure he's going to want to talk about these recent developments. I apologize to the callers who are still on hold. We didn't have time to get through to everybody that had called in, but we need to move forward to Roger Stone. Roger, are you on the line?
I'm with you.
All right, Roger, and of course, I want to get your reaction to this news that has come out from Devin Nunes, saying that he's now learned from his own personal investigation while reviewing intelligence reports himself. And, of course, he is chair of the House Intelligence Committee. So he's looking through intelligence reports, and he sees that there was information collected about the Trump transition team. He says it looks like it was done incidentally and legally, but he says, I'm actually alarmed by it. He should be. And at the same time, we have this other report at Infowars.com where the Department of Justice was found, had found falsely planted malware at Trump Tower that was designed to mimic ties to Russia. So we see that, yes, in fact, as we reported earlier in the week, we had this Project Dragnet and other things that showed that we had addresses of Donald Trump's quite some time ago. Many of his employees were being surveilled. We now know that they have collected this based on the House Intelligence Committee chairman. And we also see that they put software on to frame Donald Trump and other people to make it look as though they're talking to the Russians. Your comments on this?
Busted. I mean, for the last 2 weeks, the heads of the various agencies in the deep state have vehemently denied that there was any surveillance of Trump Tower. I have repeatedly urged the president not to back off. Meanwhile, his weak-kneed advisors, Sean Spicer and Reince Priebus, have been trying to convince him to walk it back, just apologize to Obama. Wrong. Thanks to InfoWars, we now know that surveillance of Donald Trump started much earlier than we thought. They began having his phone calls in New York and Florida monitored under the Bush administration, and that continued into the Obama administration. Now Chairman Nunes has learned that they weren't spying on candidate for President Trump. They were spying on President Trump.
Yes.
Because they were spying on the transition offices.
Yeah.
I know from myself, David, that based on a New York Times story of January 20th, 1917, that the FBI was wiretapping me, was monitoring my phone calls, which means they were listening to my phone calls with candidate Donald Trump.
You know, Roger, I put up a report again because it was, I think, 3 years old. I put it up on my YouTube channel because Michael Hayden, former director of the NSA and the CIA, went to Washington Lee University, and he was talking to the law students there, and he said, we don't listen to bad people, we listen to interesting people. Who would be more interesting than the president-elect for these people to listen to? And he also bragged, Roger, about the fact that he didn't need the Patriot Act, he didn't need a special section of the Patriot Act, he had a direct order from the president, and he said that as he pointed to his chest. That is a recipe for dictatorship,
well,
and that is precisely what we're seeing here, is dictatorship and coup foundation.
The fact that we even know about this program, blockbuster story written by Dr. Jerry Corsi, is because a disgruntled and disillusioned CIA agent who realized that this was all unconstitutional and highly illegal became a whistleblower.
Yes.
In this particular case, as I said to you earlier today and also yesterday, this is a slow motion coup. The Ministry of Truth, the National Censorship Board that will decide what can and cannot be said, is step one of the proposed, I should say planned, Trump takedown.
And just as we see, there's multiple aspects of this, as we see that they're listening to Trump, but then they're also planting stuff to frame him. That is what this Ministry of Truth is about. They're going to control the narrative, but then they're also going to apply and allege collusion to people as well. Stay with us. We're going to have Roger Stone taking over the fourth hour of the broadcast. We'll be right back.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings, because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
InfoWars.com. I'm sitting in for public enemy number one of the deep state. That would be Alex Jones. We now nakedly see the attempt to frame him. Claiming that he was in league with the Russians, that the Russians were expending millions in bots to take, presumably, feeds from InfoWars.com and spread them to the world. This is a damnable lie. In terms of exposure, I wish we were that lucky. But InfoWars is the tip of the spear, folks. They got to take InfoWars down first because we are the ones telling you about the surveillance of the President of the United States. We are the ones exposing the small-time Joe McCarthy's on the House Intelligence Committee. We are the ones exposing the corruption and the greed of John and Tony Podesta and their patrons, Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton. So please go to the InfoWars.com store. Now, there's a lot of fine products, but I want to recommend one that my wife thinks is particularly effective. That is their blue toothpaste, which is the Super Blue Fluoride. She absolutely swears by this product. She has a much, much better smile than mine. I'm afraid an occasional cigar and a heavy addiction to espresso, make mine a quadruple, please, has stained my teeth. I find that I get some assistance, but her teeth gleam. I have seen the product reports on this. The feedback is amazing. Many, many, many testimonials. So if you want to have a winning smile, a Ronald Reagan-type smile, a Donald Trump-type smile, get your Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste now. It's back in stock, so I'd move quickly. If any of you saw the House Intelligence Committee meeting this week, it was a veritable kangaroo court. I don't know how many small clowns they could have stuffed in this car. I saw Representative Adam Schiff and Representative Eric Swalwell acting as demagogues, engaging in red baiting, fear mongering, the worst form of distortion, half truths, and in some cases, no truths. I had to go through the transcripts because I couldn't believe how egregious so much of this was. Let's go to page one. Mr. Schiff to Mr. Comey, do you know who Roger Stone is? Director Comey, generally, yes. Are you aware that he is a partner of Paul Manafort? Thank you for the guilt by association. Paul Manafort is formally accused of nothing and served Donald Trump's campaign with distinction. Going to the second page, Mr. Comey says, Mr. Stone acknowledged Mr. Podesta's time in the barrel was coming in August of 2016, which would have been prior to the public release of the stolen emails by WikiLeaks of Mr. Podesta's. Do you know how Mr. Stone would have known that Mr. Podesta's emails were going to be leaked? Listen here, numbnuts. I never said I knew in advance. I had already seen an incredible memo by Dr. Jerome Corsi on the massive corruption of Tony and John. I knew that there were a number of investigative journalists working on this, their connections to organized crime. I would write my own piece on this in October, which took a longer. Today, if you go online, there's a piece that says Stone's alibi falls apart because some of the facts in that piece came from WikiLeaks. Yes, they had been published months before. Extraneous, irrelevant. Brock, you need better writers. If you see any bot telling you that my alibi has fallen apart, please, members of the House committee, invite me. I'll be happy to bitch slap all of you in public because you have defamed me. Mr. Swalwell says that if I am called to testify, I will lie. That's defamatory. Waive your congressional immunity, Congressman. Let's let a federal judge and jury decide whether you are telling the truth. Again, Mr. Schiff says that Mr. Stone was in touch with the Russian hacker Crucifer 2.0 and subsequently wrote an article about Crucifer's role in the hack of DNC documents. Wrong, numbnuts. I wrote the article substantially before the brief, now fully disclosed exchange with a man alleged by the people who just said the president wasn't, Trump Tower wasn't under surveillance. We just learned it is. Alleged by those people to be a Russian asset. Just because the boys in Langley say something is true does not make it true. So any inference that my now entirely public exchange with Crucifer 2.0 constitutes collusion is disproved by the content, by the facts, and by the timeline. There is no proof of collusion. I did write an article on Breitbart for August 15th, I believe it was, or pardon me, August 5th, that outlined the role of Crucifer 2.0. I was unaware of allegations, and that's what they are, that he is a Russian asset. That makes my conversation, beyond being banal, it also makes it unwitting. You know, they say, well, Roger Stone, you're a dirty trickster. You know, politics ain't beanbag, and I am certainly prepared to use sharp elbows to win. But there's one trick that is not in my bag of tricks. That's treason. And the implication that because I am not for war with Syria, and because I think Hillary and Bill Clinton are epically corrupt, and I applaud the fact that Julian Assange, who does not work for the Russians, Congressman, exposed their corruption, that does not constitute a crime. Now, I know that I have personally been wiretapped. Page 1 of the New York Times, January 20th. Wiretap data used in inquiry of Trump aides. On what evidence? On what probable cause? A Hillary Clinton press release? Certainly not because of my exchange with Crucifer 2.0, because since the folks at the FBI have already been in my Twitter feed, they know when they leaked this story to the smoking gun in violation of federal law that it's a canard. They're already aware of that. Numerous other incidental details of my personal and business life appear in both the New York Times and in the smoking gun. If the surveillance was done on me on the basis of a FISA court warrant, secret FISA court warrant, well, then the leaking of that information constitutes a felony. I have committed no felonies, but those who are accusing me, they have committed multiple felonies. Now, as for this entire question, the Congressman James Himes from Connecticut, my native state, says that Roger Stone and Manafort are high on the list of those who should be called. Amen, brother. Let's have an open hearing in the public so we can go through Mr. Schiff's words sentence by sentence and dissect them. And let's go to the true historical record. There is no evidence of collusion here. It is part and parcel of the plan to bring down the president. You see, the deep state has to rationalize their surveillance of Donald Trump. And they do so by creating this fake Russian narrative. And then when you seek to dispute it, they use their technological crackdown of censorship to stop you from having your side of the story aired. This is precisely what the Ministry of Truth Censor Board, signed into law by Barack Obama in 2017, was created for. It is not ironic that Bush family operative Rob Portman, senator from Ohio, is the sponsor of this Big Brother program that allows the entire widespread censorship and violation of our constitutional First Amendment rights. Believe me, silencing those who would fight is the first step in the silent coup that is planned to take out our new president. They have now been caught red-handed spying on him, bugging him. I know my calls again with him were recorded. We now know they were monitoring Trump Tower. If you want to get the facts on this, by the way, you don't have to wait for the congressional hearings. If they have the cojones to invite me, you can go right now to the InfoWars store and get The Making of the President 2016 by Roger Stone. I address the story of John Podesta. I address what I knew about the WikiLeaks. I address the entire fraudulent, corrupt, fetid Russian lie. Thanks for joining us here at InfoWars. I'll be right back.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-487-7242. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-487-7242. That's 1-800-487-7242.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. The Fed recently decided to increase interest rates, but this increase isn't likely to be the last. They have 3 interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type RATE.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in the perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You'll be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates again. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for the Revolution's MVP, Alex Jones. Alex has recently been targeted by the deep state, along with yours truly, in the effort to stop free speech and for us to bring you the very latest news about the deep state's efforts to undermine the democratically elected president of the United States, Donald Trump. Donald Trump tweeted over a week ago that he had been the subject of surveillance at Trump Tower. He was ridiculed across the board by mainstream media, now the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, tells us that Trump was right. Tip of the iceberg, folks. As I told Charlie Rose on CBS yesterday, took over a year for the Watergate cover-up to unravel. Nixon's men denied everything also. But ultimately, the facts became known. The facts on the efforts to spy on President Trump. President-elect Trump, not candidate Trump, have now, in the last few hours, come to light. This just in, David Brock has reportedly suffered a major heart attack. It is one of two things, in my opinion. The multiple crimes and the millions he owes the IRS from tax evasion is weighing on him. Perhaps he has heard from the Trump Justice Department based on the public complaints against him filed with the Federal Election Commission. He is clearly guilty of numerous transgressions in 2016, but there's one other possibility. He could have been poisoned with a poison made to look like a heart attack by George Soros, who's very angry about the fact that he gave David Brock $30 or $40 million, and Mr. Brock has nothing whatsoever to show for it. Also, big news, the MSNBC is reporting that my former partner, Paul Manafort, worked for a Russian billionaire named, let me get this exactly right, Deripaska, I believe is Oleg Deripaska. What seems to be missing from the MSNBC story is the fact that John and Tony Podesta worked for Mr. Deripaska, except for their contracts and payments were far, far larger than those paid to Paul Manafort. Mr. Manafort has said today publicly that he had no role in lobbying the federal government, and this appears to be part and parcel of this smear to prop up the notion that the Trump campaign was involved with nefarious characters in Eastern Europe. More on this story from Mr. Manafort, I assure you. At the White House, we have had, as I indicated earlier, weak-kneed establishment Republican aides urging the president to apologize or back down for his claim that he was under surveillance. The president has now been proven right. They have been proven to be the weak-kneed sisters that we had prophesied. The man to watch inside the Trump White House, though, to watch very carefully, would be economic advisor Gary Cohen. Mr. Cohen has been very aggressively pushing the president to support a carbon tax, a terrible idea. But the giant and most the largest beneficiary of this carbon tax, ironically, would be Goldman Sachs, the previous employer for liberal Democrat Cohen, who is Donald Trump's chief economic advisor. I think Donald Trump had the most dynamic, exciting economic proposal of any presidential candidate in this race. It involved a cut in the corporate tax rate below that of Mexico and China, which would bring companies back to the U.S. to create jobs here, to hire here, to expand here. It included inversion, a program to bring dollars back into the country for fair taxation, almost $2 trillion that is sitting offshore or more. And, of course, an across-the-board John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan-style tax cut. Please, Mr. Cohen, would you focus on that agenda and forget the carbon tax that would be so lucrative for your previous employer? Stay with us here at InfoWars.com, and we will bring you even more inside scoop from Washington, D.C. and beyond.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun.
Roger Stone, New York Times best-selling author, I'm honored to be here today, filling in for Alex Jones. He has now been targeted by the deep state, as have I, and it is a high priority for the fascists to close down Infowars.com. That's really why we need your support. You see, we don't have George Soros writing us fat checks. InfoWars exists only when you help. And it's win-win. Now, there's a lot of great products on the website. I like the ones that give you political expression. For example, when I was in Orlando the other night, terrific a book event put on by Jacob Engels and his friend L.A. Blowout crowd, massive crowd, 18 people in the crowd wearing their Trump Pence 2020 T-shirts. These are hot, folks. This T-shirt will also end up in the Smithsonian. So when you go to the InfoWars.com store and you buy this T-shirt or the Trump is my president T-shirt or the Hillary for Prison 2017 T-shirt, you're helping the cause. You're helping the fight for freedom. Now, we're going to take some calls because, and let me say this now, the number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Last night, I had the privilege of speaking in Boca to the American First Committee. Terrific turnout there. I met Stanley Tate, one of Donald Trump's earliest partners and a major mover and shaker in the National Republican Party. But many people in the crowd said to me, why don't you take more calls when you're on InfoWars? So you ask, we respond. Let's start with Keith in Arizona. Keith, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Roger.
Keith, there you go. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Keith. You're with us.
Yeah. Why can't Trump declare martial law, round up all these traitors from Congress and the judicial, put them in prison, and then when that's done, declare martial law over?
Well, he can't do that because we do have a constitutional form of government, and we revere the Constitution. But he could urge the Justice Department to arrest and indict George Soros because he has paid people to advocate violence and the assassination of the president, a serious federal crime that could earn Mr. Soros, already in his 80s, a good 15 or 20 years in the slam. He could have the IRS commissioner and the Department of Justice review David Brock's failure to pay taxes and his shuffling money between nonprofits and hard money political committees, and other activities that others have gone to prison for. He could order his government to release all of the documents pertaining to Russian collusion. And then we'll see exactly what the government does not have. So he has awesome powers. Don't sell him short. He will ultimately use them. Jason in Florida, my home state of Florida. Jason, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Mr. Stone. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I have a question. I'm just wondering why, basically, why they are attacking you when you have your article that you put out there that is public, and why is Comey still... basically, the FBI director, why hasn't Trump talked about Comey and his corruption with Hillary Clinton and letting her go?
Not to mention the hundreds of millions he's made helping HSSBC break the law. Look, Mr. Comey was the federal prosecutor in charge of the Sandy Berger case. You remember that? Berger snuck into the National Archives, stuffed classified documents down his pants that showed that Bill Clinton could have taken out bin Laden and did not do so. And he, of course, was not prosecuted. Mark Rich, a fugitive from justice, funneled millions of dollars through his wife to the Clinton Foundation. In return, he got a pardon, a federal crime. Neither Bill Clinton nor Mr. Rich was prosecuted by Mr. Comey. Mr. Comey acknowledged that Hillary Clinton had broken the law repeatedly in her unsecure server. No prosecution from Mr. Comey. Mr. Comey announced the week before the election that there were 650,000 new emails and that he was reopening the investigation into Hillary's emails. although it took him 3 years or 2 years to go through 33,000 emails, he managed to read through all 650,000 in a weekend, and he assured us there was nothing there. That is a lie. So Mr. Comey has no public credibility. They used him to blacken my name because, you see, when he says, they ask a question about Roger Stone, is he under investigation? He says, well, I couldn't comment on that. You see, this is a kabuki dance. It's like a circus. That's meant to hang in the air, pregnantly, implying yes. Let me say this. I fear nothing from an FBI investigation. The idea that Crucifer 2.0 and my brief public exchange with him constitutes collusion is a steaming pile of dung as an argument. The idea that I knew about Podesta's email hacking in advance is proved nowhere. Conjecture, speculation. We operate in this country on proof. And lastly, I've been quite forthright about the fact that I heard through an intermediary, back channel, intermediary, mutual friend, same thing. Told me two things and two things only. Julian Assange, who does not work for the Russians, who is an opponent of the deep state, and who, yes, I think is a hero. Representative Schiff, he doesn't work for the Russians, if you're listening. The idea that I knew anything other than the fact that he had a treasure trove on Hillary Clinton, and that it included everything, which I took to mean many of the emails that had been erased in Hillary's unsecure, illegal server. I said both those things publicly. Does that mean I knew the topics, the timing, the strategy behind their release? No. And anyone who says that is making a false and unsupportable charge. So trust me, if I have my opportunity to confront my accusers, we'll find out whether they can handle the truth. Thanks for your call. Pardon me. Let's go to Kevin in the bluegrass state of Kentucky. Kevin, you're on InfoWars.
Yeah, I know that Trump is not a big fan of the UN, but I want to know if Trump's going to look into the 1958 Atlantic Treaty or Antarctica Treaty.
It's a question I cannot address. I think the president has got, you know, a very aggressive agenda. I am one of those who thinks he should deal with the economy first, that he should drive, as I said earlier, over the objections of his chief economic advisor, Mr. Cohen, to get a pro-growth dynamic tax reform package passed to get this economy moving. As John F. Kennedy said, a rising tide lifts all boats. So I think the economy, immigration, and trade probably first on his agenda. But thanks for your call. Let's go to Cora in California.
Hi, Mr. Stone. I have a question regarding you being poisoned and how you knew and how you're feeling now.
I am feeling pretty good. I sustained some minor injuries in a hit-and-run car crash when I was driving to Orlando. As many of you know, the car I was riding in, the passenger seat was T-boned at a high speed. Thankfully, the driver was trained in evasive maneuvers. What could have been much worse still bent the frame and may have totaled the car. We're waiting to hear from the insurance company. The airbags deployed. I had a scratch on my nose, no real injuries, but the fact that my right eye, for which I had surgery about a year ago, to reattach a retina, a mishap came from a ill-advised boxing match, is now giving me trouble. I hope to see a specialist early next week. I am hopeful I do not have to have another reattachment surgery. The recovery process is quite difficult. Cora, thank you for your call. Let's go to Rich in the Empire State. Rich, lay it on us.
How you doing, Mr. Stone?
Excellent.
Just have one question. Do you think there's any kind of antitrust laws being violated by Google, the fact that they have such a hold over the Internet with search?
I have been consulting with a very well-known attorney here in Florida who makes that very case. It's a very compelling case. Now that President Trump has control of the massive federal bureaucracy, he should see if he can use it for the purposes of broadening free speech, of broadening choices, of broadening options. That is a legitimate function of government. So I would hope that legal minds better than mine would examine your idea. Rich, thanks very much for calling. Let's see. Shane in Ohio. Shane, you're on InfoWars.
Roger, it's great to talk to you. You're a great man.
Thank you, sir.
You talk to Trump still, and you need to advise him that he needs to think about giving a daily, nightly address to the nation every night until this Russian ignorance is over with. It needs to happen, Roger.
Well, that's a very interesting proposal. As you know, Franklin Roosevelt used the fireside chat, a radio invention of his. You could almost picture him sitting in front of a fire to communicate very directly. Donald Trump, of course, uses his Twitter feed with precise efficiency. It allows him to reach 16 million people without going through the filter of the mainstream media. This is why they hate him. This is why the drumbeat that he must stop tweeting because it isn't presidential. Mr. President, if you're listening, double up on the tweets. Shane, thanks for calling. Jeff in California.
Roger, it's good to. I'm glad to hear that you're okay, sir. My question is, and I know that I speak on behalf of thousands upon thousands of people that are waiting for these trials to happen. You know, these people, you know, the corruption runs so deep, and they just keep piling on the lie. They're following Hitler's advice of, you know, the lie, make it big, say it over and over again. There's so many people involved. How long do you anticipate the trials to last once they get started? And, you know, I'm waiting every day, as I know a lot of people are, waiting for these people to be arrested, indicted. I know that you're ready. That being said, I hope someday there's a statue erected of you. I was part of StopIsSteal.org, and I admire
you, sir.
Your courage. And how soon do you think these trials will happen, and how long?
Well, you know, we are a nation of laws, not men. Sometimes when you look at the way the Clintons have been treated, you have to question that. But we have due process in this country. From a strictly political point of view, however, I think that those who are attempting to topple the president and doing so through illegal and unconstitutional means are only going to motivate him to use his awesome powers to clean up this rigged system and put the deep state criminals and their military industrial financiers behind bars. I put my faith in Donald Trump. He's just getting his feet wet in the job, but the personal attacks on him, on his family, the lies, the creation of the whole Russian fraud. You noticed as soon as Trump laid out that he'd been under surveillance at Trump Tower, suddenly the talking heads in the deep state start saying, oh, there really is no evidence of Russian influence. They started this. Now they'd just like it to all go away. But it's not going to. Jeff, thanks for your call. Eddie in New York. Let's go, Eddie.
Hi, Mr. Stone. Good to hear you.
Thank you.
Thank you. This Russian accusation has gone into a whole other world, to a fantasy world that, you know, the mainstream media and rogue elements of government and multinational corporations are trying to collude us into thinking that we are Russians. It is ridiculous. And no greater example is attacking you by using, I'm not here. Just I try to run you over, not letting you to speak in front of a hearing. This is an outrage.
Yeah, no, it is. Look, it is very difficult to explain the feeling you get. Let me put it this way. When I was a young man working for Senator Bob Dole in Washington, my wife and I lived in a small house in Arlington, Virginia, which was a kind of a quaint wooden house that had been there, we thought, since the turn of the century. And our landlord was a Native American named Jeff Bushyhead. He was a fine guy. He charged a fair price for a nice place. One day while I was at work, someone broke in a window and ransacked the entire house. The feeling of violation that you get cannot be described. And so it is when you realize that people have been looking at your emails, to your wife, to your children, to your grandchildren, to your friends. That is the big brother that the Obamas have brought. Thanks for your calls, and thanks for joining us at InfoWars.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. The Fed recently decided to increase interest rates, but this increase isn't likely to be the last. They have 3 interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type RATE.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in the perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You'll be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates again. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-4062. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-319-4062. That's 1-800-319-4062. 1-800-319-4062.
Back to you at InfoWars and filling in with Super Patriot Alex Jones. Alex, as you know, has now become a target of the deep state. I myself this past week got at least 4 inquiries from mainstream media reporters seeking to document the millions that Vladimir Putin has paid on bots pushing the InfoWars stories. This is, of course, a total fraud. It's a lie. but it's meant to destabilize. You know, I've always had an interest in men's style. If you're not familiar with it, I have an entire website I edit, stoneonstyle.com, in which I talk about classic elements of men's style of clothing. Look good, feel good. But last week when I appeared on this very show wearing a leather jacket, a black beret, a black T-shirt, and some shades, well, some woman named Cardley Ledbetter seemed to think that this was a little over the top. She described me, according to the Huffington Post, as looking like a cat burglar. I guess she's thinking Cary Grant in To Catch a Thief, but that's the wrong homage. This is straight out of Oakland, down and dirty, Black Panther, Huey Newton, Bobby Seale homage. It's a homage. You see, classic styles never go out of date, and that leather jacket look still works. You see, they were radicals. I am a radical. But what I found now is people not only want to criticize my clothing, they want to criticize my hair, what I have left of it. They want to criticize my dog. They didn't like the name that I picked. They try to poison me. They try to hit me on the highway because I will stand up against the two-party duopoly. You see, for many years, I was part of the system. I helped the Bushes attain power so they could steal millions. I helped George H.W. Bush become president. I helped his son become president. I'm sure that I will get my just punishment in hell for those transgressions. But now I can tell you, despite my longtime sentimental attachment to the old Republican Party, the two-party elite leadership have run this country into the ditch. Donald Trump's election was the hostile takeover of one of our two major parties. But that doesn't mean the core of establishment Republicans aren't still opposing his mission. Get your copy of The Making of the President 2016 if you want to understand this epic struggle between the two-party duopoly and their handpicked candidates, Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton, and this man of the people, Donald J. Trump. You can find out all about John Podesta's emails, all about WikiLeaks, all about the Russian myth. It's all right there in the book, folks. And if you order it at the Infowars.com store, you will ultimately get a signed copy. Thanks for joining us here. Victory or death.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.